Welcome to Texperts, Houston Public Media's short primers on Texas government. I'm Brandon Rottinghouse, a political science professor at the University of Houston.
Well, it's bluebonnet season again. In fact, Texas's official state flower is the bluebonnet, first adopted in 1901. Texans have long celebrated wildflower season. In the 1920s, volunteers led by San Antonio civic leader Sally Ward Beretta collected bluebonnet seeds to replant fields and prevent overharvesting. Lady Bird Johnson famously promoted outside wildflowers in the 1960s, co-founding the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in 1982 as a hub for native plant conservation. Even with all this love for bluebonnets, a persistent legend has held that it's illegal to pick bluebonnets. It's not. No Texas statute flatly bans picking bluebonnets in a pasture or roadside field. In fact, though, state law once in the 1930s made it unlawful to pick bluebonnets and other wildflowers on enclosed or state-mandated land without permission. However, that old statute was repealed in 1973 when the Texas Penal Code was recodified. The Texas Department of Public Safety and other state agencies have repeatedly clarified this point. They emphasize that while picking a few blooms isn't against the law, people must obey other laws when they do so. For example, bluebonnets that grow on state park grounds or any national or state parks are protected. Removing or destroying any plant in a park is illegal. Likewise, picking bluebonnets on private property without permission can be prosecuted as criminal trespass. And along public highways and right-of-ways, damaging or uprooting flowers can violate Texas laws against harming government property. There's no statewide ban on plucking the state flower, but Texans should always stay off private property without permission, leave park plants in the ground, and follow traffic laws. Bluebonnets are political in Texas, too. Several Texas agencies are involved in protecting and promoting our wildflowers. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department administers state parks and wildlife management areas where plants are strictly prohibited from being picked. TxDOT's Vegetation Management Division runs a statewide wildflower program. TxDOT staff not only sow over 30,000 pounds of native wildflower seeds across Texas each year, but also delay mowing and use safety strip mowing so blossoms can flourish along roadsides. The legislature has weighed in too. Beyond designating the state's flower, lawmakers have also declared every fourth Saturday in April as Texas Wildflower Day, reflecting the political importance of the bluebonnet's heritage. We talked to an expert about wildflowers and bluebonnets. Andrea DeLong Amaya is an expert in wildflowers and bluebonnets at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. Andrea, welcome to Texperts.
Hi, thanks.
Let's start with the myth. Every Texan seems to grow up hearing that it's illegal to pick bluebonnets. It's not, but how do you think that this legend got started?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure why it got started, but I think people, there's a lot of respect for bluebonnets. And I just have this, you know, this idea of, you know, someone's mother saying, don't pick the bluebonnets because, you know, just trying to keep everybody in line and not just go crazy harvesting off the roadside as a way to just kind of keep it under control.
Yeah.
That's a guess.
So obviously, yeah, it's not technically illegal, but there are times where you could get in trouble picking wildflowers. What are those kinds of times?
Well, yes, that's definitely true. There's no special protection that bluebonnet, even though it's our state flower, they don't have special protection, but it is true that you could technically get in trouble for damaging public property or something like that. And really, my litmus for whenever you're interacting with wildflowers and bluebonnets in particular is basically be respectful. You know, just don't go in there and trash everything.
I like that as a rule. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that bluebonnet obviously have like a really strong connection to Texas. So how did bluebonnets become the official state flower in the first place?
Oh, well, I don't remember all the details about that, but I know that there was some good lobbying to have. Originally, it was the prickly pear. The idea was that it would be the yellow rose of Texas, which is the yellow flower and the prickly pears. But I'm not exactly sure why that didn't happen and why we ended up with bluebonnets. But we have several species of lupinus in Texas, and all of them are actually considered our Texas, our wildflower of Texas. But most people are familiar with the Texas bluebonnet because it's most widespread. So that's what we think of.
Well, so then how did bluebonnets become a kind of cultural connection to Texas? Obviously, we've got families taking photos. We've got people taking road trips to see them. Why did it become such a powerful symbol of Texas?
One of the reasons I think that bluebonnets have become such an iconic legacy of Texas is that they only grow in Texas pretty much. I mean, there are other lupine species that grow in other parts of the United States for sure, but the Texas bluebonnet is Texas. We get them ourselves, all to ourselves. I also think that the way in which they grow, like a lot of times you'll see just acres of them, and that's pretty captivating that not a lot of other plants can do that and give you just such an outrageous show in the spring, you know, the oceans of bluebonnets. Personally, I don't know if this affects other people as much, but I think blue is such an unusual color also, and I think that's intriguing to folks too. So I think there are lots of reasons. And then, you know, when Mrs. Johnson was in the White House and she really had her campaign to encourage wildflowers on the roadsides, you know, that certainly had a lot of weight too.
Yeah. So I wanted to follow up on that. How big of a role did Lady Bird Johnson play in turning Texas wildflowers into something that Texans celebrate today?
I definitely think that was a big piece of it. She was very encouraging for TxDOT to sow wildflowers on the roadsides, and of course they do. And she was she supported competitions to see, you know, who had the best displays, and she would host barbecues at the Texas White House for the employees of TxDOT. You know, and sort of related her whole campaign against cluttering up the roadsides with the billboards. I think that was also part of just beautifying the roadsides. So that was kind of all part of that package.
Yeah. How can the state best continue to protect these beautiful symbols of Texas today?
Well, I think one of the things that's tricky, and I understand that there are different reasons why this happens, but we all cringe in the summer when the mowers go through, right? And sometimes they're mowing down things that are in full bloom, and that's unfortunate. So I know that it's probably more complicated than I probably understand, but if that could be reduced, the amount of mowing that happened on the roadsides at different times of the year when the flowers have not set seed fully, I think that would be really helpful. And then I think as individuals, just, you know, appreciating what's out there to the extent possible, trying to minimize the spread of invasive species that can outcrowd out our native species. You're going to have more diversity and more interesting things to look at if they're not all just swamped with, you know, bastard cabbage or, I don't know, Bermuda grass or something.
That's wonderful. Andrea, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to TechSperts, and thanks to everybody, cast and crew here at Houston Public Media, for making it happen.